Last time on Paint It Black Comics, Brian shocks the world with some groundbreaking racism. Pete strongly insists that women use their mouth. Alex learns that butt sex spreads the AIDS. And also, that is not his baby.
It might be.
And on a personal note, I started using Cottonelle wipes, and they are dynamite.
I see a red door and I want it painted black.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's Paint It Black podcast. On tap this week, we're going to get a little sex education course from Yale University. We're going to learn the wrong way to sign a vagina. And we're going to hear about the true dangers behind texting and driving. I'm your host, Pete Berg. Hopefully, everybody has had a better Friday the 13th than I have. It's Sue's joining me. We got professional podcast sidekick, Brian Katz.
What's up, guys? I've been actually trying to throw around the word spaghetti nigger, and it's nothing but
it's
thumbs
taking.
Up.
It's taking well.
Yes, I'm helping the blacks by numbing the word to the but for making it for the Italians,
making it real bad for the Italians.
I love it.
These damn spaghetti.
I want to get to the fact that he called you a sidekick.
I call him a sidekick every week.
Every week.
Do you you're think the that sidekick.
Maybe we could.
You're Robin.
We could spread it out and maybe
what
like
what
come
happened
up
to
with
the intros.
Come up with like. Potato coons or something.
For the Irish.
For the Irish.
I like it. Potato coons.
Well, all right. So you heard their voices already. We got, let's see, my other sidekick over here. Artist for Paint Black's new comic, Hand of God. We got Mr. Lou Figueroa.
It's been a crazy week. I'm a year older.
Oh, it's your birthday this week?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Lou.
Happy birthday, Lou.
Thank you. And also, I decided to share this bit of information. My wife is just the worst at dirty talk.
Does she need lessons? I can
I'm
help.
Not surprised.
She tried to, like, you know, say some sexy shit for my birthday.
This is gonna get gross.
You know,
but she's like, we should do stuff. And I'm like, what? What?
wait. Your wife does not sound like that.
I bet you're so stiff.
No,
right
she
now.
Listens, so this should be interesting.
I was
we
like,
should
what?
Do stuff.
No.
I'm like, what the fuck voice was
Let's
that?
Let's get the spoon.
No, she said that.
Did you watch
she's like,
Lord of the Rings recently?
She said, we should do stuff, is what she said. She said we should do stuff.
The second she said it, she's like,
did
yeah,
she
that,
start
that voice was
Elvin?
Really weird, huh? I'm like,
did she look you dead in the eyes and be all like,
I like you, and I want you.
No, that would have worked a little better.
I've used that on Brian. It is very effective.
Is it?
I like you, and I want you.
Well, since she's talking, let's introduce
Brian,
her.
Brian, put that away. Oh, Jesus.
We have here to drink wine and read the news. We got Jillian Gray over here.
I like the middle name Domina now.
Jillian Domina Gray.
Thank you.
All right. Back again this week, this time for the whole show.
Definitely.
We got Lippy.
The man of 1,000 voices.
Oh. I have a sound effect.
Yeah, that won't get old.
All right, everybody. Puck's about to drop.
And finally, returning this week with the tightest pants in the business.
DJ Stank Daddy was good, y'all.
Citizen
cop
Snips
the new,
himself.
Cop the new mixtape.
We got
out now.
Do you?
You good?
Do you really?
Alex is here.
No, that's not my name.
Has Spaghetti
you know
Nigga been dropped yet?
Like 8 times.
Okay.
I like the fact nigga. That this week I can't see your heartbeat through your pants.
Do you really like
I can't
it
tell what religion you are.
All you wanted to talk about last week was how tight my pants were. And
your pants were ridiculous.
He told me about that morning when I woke up. Jillian, Alex's pants
I bet
were
he
so
fucking,
tight.
I bet he fucking woke up in the morning would, though, right? He
Dude,
fucking...
at one point I thought you were about natural. To rip your shirt and start waving your hand to your ear, like, for the audience. Like...
You know what? You fucking say that like Hulk Hogan isn't the shit. And you wouldn't love to be Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, brother, he's in a big bunch of sushi. I didn't expect to be banging on camera right now.
You got to be talking Hulk Hogan circa 1986.
Not his recent sex tape.
Obviously.
Not currently.
Not sweaty full of
you
sushi
know what?
Hogan.
You know what? I'm not going to lie
when
to you guys.
He still didn't have hair on the top of his head.
Nope.
Didn't even know he had a sex tape out, and I'm going to Google it when I get home.
He has a sex
That's
tape.
That's disgusting.
Like Does he's he drop he's about he's it. About to blow
it's
a load,
not
right?
Something I'm proud
and
of.
And then he like his fists go up in the air. And he's like he starts shaking his head. He's like, no, not happening. And then he goes a whole another 30 minutes. It's good.
He just shakes his, but then, his finger in front of her face.
Then he
face.
Busts on her and reminds her, say your prayers and eat your vitamins, brother.
Brother.
When he finally does come, he says, what's she going to do when Hulkamania runs wild on you? And he
on your face.
Sprays all
comes
over
wild
her.
On
Hulkamania's
you.
Semen runs wild on you. His children run wild all over your chest.
That is very graphic for Hulkamania.
Oh. What's your name? His Brooke Hogan.
My name is DJ Stank Daddy. Thank you for asking.
I thought it was Citizen Snips.
That was last week, Pete. We went over this.
Ah, damn it.
You got Brooke Hogan on your chest.
All right, Pete, I'm helping you out. Let's get to the meat. Right here.
The meat?
The meat of the show.
Oh, wait. I do have some relevant news.
Wait.
Let's get to everyone's dick.
I do have some relevant news. Pete, you got your first real reply on... Personals.
Oh God!
Yay!
All right, let's do the update.
And she's from like Newark.
Personals.
All right, let's hear the
you
update.
Know
what
they what say
did
about
get?
Girls from Newark?
A
right?
Non-consensual dick in your pussy.
Wow. Who's got the pussy?
So,
who's got the dick? Am I
you
right?
So
all right,
close.
Woo!
That's all it said.
Well, Lou, you want to tell me what it is, or
she's like, oh, I want to hear more about you, and then I'll send pictures too. And let me tell you right now, even if she's an uggo, I'm gonna be like, yo. Bitch, you're beautiful.
Beautiful.
Is this on the clown website or the cat website?
The cat website.
Ooh.
Promising.
Meow. Yeah.
I'm gonna be like, listen, I like a bitch that with a strong chin and a
hairy pussy.
WWF physique.
And she replied.
That was just her taking off her drawers.
Yeah.
Where are you gonna take it, Pete?
Is she a fucking robot?
No.
That's Jurassic Park. That's a dinosaur, man.
So do I have to take dick pics or something? Like, what do we do now?
No, I'm just gonna send the regular photos.
No. If you're gonna take dick pics, you have to have your face in there and show how aroused you are.
And I don't know. Take that bitch out to the Red Lobster. Get some Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Bitches.
Oh, some Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Yeah.
They are unlimited. If you want more, you just
yo.
Ask
my girlfriend
for it.
Makes those. She fucking just took the recipe online, so I get that.
Yeah.
Shit. Like,
Tiffany, will you marry me?
It's just Bisquick. It's Bisquick.
I have
and
the same recipe.
Cheddar cheese.
Yo, my girlfriend doesn't exist, so she doesn't make me anything.
Bam!
Peanut butter and jam.
Don't we have something to talk about though? Like,
I forgot.
Oh, right. We have some kind of show or something.
That's right.
Are we
we're
doing
something
right now.
Well, let's just jump right in. Let's just go straight to the news.
Live, ladies and gentlemen, from the invisible airways of the Planet Black Studios, here is the news.
Jillian, why don't you take over from here?
As an Ivy League graduate, I'll tell you that we have many things to share with the world to make your world a better place. Yale University is not one of those places, though, in my opinion. Yale teaches us how to have sex. America's Sex
Finally.
Palace. Yes, Yale University is America's Sex Palace, has issued a memo that attempts to clarify what constitutes as consensual versus non-consensual sex.
A non-consensual dick in your pussy.
Timing.
The memo, which we highly recommend reading aloud at your next party, describes 8 different made-up sexual encounters and then clarifies whether or not those encounters were permissible by Yale sex rules, which are real, by the way.
How stupid are people at this point? You don't
Pretty
know what
stupid.
Consensual versus non-consensual?
Well,
I got drunk and woke up with a hand in my ass.
I
call that Monday.
I'm gonna read some of the scenarios, and I want each one of you to tell me whether it was consensual or non-consensual. If it was non-consensual, what the penalty is.
These are from the official Yale...
Yes.
Who's it?
We'll call it a pamphlet.
I
just want to mention...
Sure.
Underappreciated, I call that Monday went, because I thought that was pretty funny.
Thank you, Alex.
I like that. Good for you,
slipped
man.
Under the rail.
Sounds like Mondays are real good for Pete.
Oh, yeah.
That's why he's on the dating website.
It's hand day.
Now,
Wednesday's hump day. Monday's hand day.
But
every day's hand day.
I hate Mondays.
Fucking literally.
Shut up, Garfield.
Garfield hates Mondays because they're hand days now.
Odie gets all.
Use your mouth, Odie.
Is that what Garfield sounds like?
Now.
He's always...
I don't know.
By the way, bonus points.
A little better, a little Bill Murray-esque. Sorry, Bill.
Sorry, right. Bonus points if not only you can tell me whether it was consensual versus non-consensual and the penalty, but whether or not you can identify who the male or the female or the male and the male are in this situation.
Are they black or white?
No. This is
Brian will know.
This is genitalia based. This is genitalia jeopardy.
Are they black or white?
I'm really good at genitalia.
How are you going to describe it where I don't know who's banging who? Like,
trust me.
All right. Let's let her read one.
Let's roll.
Everyone, let her read it. We'll chime in after.
Jesse and Vic.
Chime. That's not it.
Shut up.
All right, let's go, babe.
Jesse and Vic have been flirting all semester and agreed to meet at a party. After dancing closely together for a while, Vic proposes going to one of their rooms, and Jesse agrees. On the walk to Jesse's room, they send a few texts, letting Vic's friends know not to worry and asking Jesse's roommates to please sleep somewhere else. Sexiled! Once in the room, they begin touching. Each is interested in hearing what the other wants, and each is paying attention to the other's signals. They reach and sustain clear agreement.
The guy was the guy was not listening to what she had
to
say.
Stop, because Pete's getting a boner.
Boring.
Go
He's
ahead.
Like, how about them titties?
Go ahead, Pete.
No, we all see where this one's going. It's consensual. Obviously. You know why it's clearly consensual? Because they spell it out for you so fucking much.
They lovingly touch themselves.
No, it's not
they
even that. No. It's more. It's more. Just
she texts the roommates.
They talk like, I'm cool with anal. I'm not cool with anal.
No, because they're describing a sexual situation that never happens to anybody ever. It's like, hey, we should go fuck. I'll call my friends, tell them not to bug us. You call your friends.
No,
I'll light some candles.
No, that actually does happen, but the only thing is you have to pay the girl at the end of the night.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you'd be texting your friends if they got a condom or not.
And we're talking about Yale, so obviously went like this. Like,
oh, they're classy.
The pre-joke laugh just tells you all.
I wish
shall
they
we
see
fornicate?
Face.
I believe we shall.
Smashing good. Right. Smashing good. Yes.
Almost.
Here we go.
Almost. Done.
I'm sorry, do you happen to have a prophylactic?
Shall we bump?
Time out.
Shall we bump uglies?
Bell rang a bit early.
No.
Time out, everybody.
This is Yale, not Oxford or Cambridge. What's with the English accent?
Don't ruin our fun.
I mean, they're all the same to me,
like Asians.
Oh, because English people are smarter, right?
It's not Eton, it's not Cambridge, it's not Oxford. This is Yale. Try to be
fucking English
wasp.
Dude up at an IQ test, man.
Once
you go to one
up.
Of those schools, you turn British. Everyone knows that.
Terribly sorry. I'd really like to put it in your pooper.
Yeah, but you're the youngest of all the Ivies, though. You're not British yet.
All right. So,
you have to age to British perfection. I see. So what's Cornell right now?
I don't know. Let's go on to the next thing.
All right. So no. There's more.
Obviously, it was consensual and British.
Go. Okay. Next one. Okay. Here we go. Sydney and Harper are dating. On several occasions, they are physically intimate, but within the limit.
Boy.
Within limit set by Sydney. I think I identified who the girl is.
That's the chick.
Yeah. Who is opposed to having sex at this stage in their relationship? One night, when they're being intimate within their mutual agreed-upon boundaries, Harper begins to cross them. Harper's a boy, obviously, and he's obviously rich.
Harper Lee was a male author, right?
Harper Lee was a woman.
Wow, I am a douche.
Yeah.
Continue, please, Jillian.
You didn't say the word niche.
To Kill a Mockingbird?
Douche. Nope. Jillian, please finish. I don't even remember the first half. I'm drinking right now.
Sydney expresses concern, but Harper is encouraging, saying, "Il bouquet, just this once.
Just one finger.
Just a tip."
You're in a lot of trouble, mister.
Sydney replies, "We shouldn't do this." But continues to touch Harper in an intimate way. It's called mixed signals, bitch. My God, what the hell's wrong with
this
you?
This actually is not consensual because it never happened.
As Harper initiates sex, Sydney says, "This is a bad idea."
Sex.
As he initiates sex.
Initiating sex.
Sex.exe.
Pew 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 pew.
Sex protocol.
Alex is giving DOS prompts over here.
Initiate sex. DOS doesn't understand. Okay.
Okay.
Have sex. Fuck. There we go.
Put your dick in the computer.
That's an old joke for anyone who's like born in the early 80s. Yeah. There was a DOS.
C:// run:// fuck.
Boom.
I'm just
dynamite.
I'm fucking 21.
I put
21.
My 3.5 floppy
I got
in
an iPhone,
slot.
Nigga. What's good?
I'm just saying.
See, Alex is dismissing it because that was way before he was born.
It was before I was
born. You don't know about a Commodore.
Yeah. I've seen a floppy disk. Fuck you, bro.
Ladies, I'm just warning you. As soon as an Xbox and PlayStation has a vaginal panel, we are obsolete.
Translation, boring.
You know what, though? On a side note, like, if my PlayStation had a fucking vaginal panel, like, I wouldn't even be going to college. Like,
Exactly.
I would be too busy blowing loads of my Xbox.
So, in other words, I'm right. Ladies.
You're telling me I could fuck it and play Dark Souls on it?
Yes,
now, here's the only kickback. You lose memory every time you bang it. It's just like, you gotta buy a bigger hard drive in this motherfucker.
Here's the real kicker.
That's the reservoir chip.
Every time you want to bang it, you feel less and less like visiting it.
I wish you were a black Xbox.
I wish I got a PlayStation
Slim. My friend's Xbox does this.
The black Xbox has a big back.
What are you trying to say about my backside, Ryan?
You're black, obviously. It's big. It's nice.
Baby, go.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, so ending it. Sydney whimpers, this is a bad idea, and begins to cry, but embraces Harper, and the two proceed to have sex.
Girl, I don't even remember the beginning
this
of
is
the story.
In a world where a man named Harper...
sounds consensual, though, that the end part sounds real.
But in a world where a man named Harper is getting laid, I don't want any part of this.
I'm going to say it's...
I'd fuck that
it's guy. Not, it's not consensual hair, because that, like, I'm not agreeing to this.
One at a time, fellas. One at a time.
Political.
Yeah. I'm going to say it wasn't consensual because after the event, Harper was like...
This motherfucker had that soundboard pulled up like 5 minutes before he did that. He's been waiting to lay that joke down.
Like, yes.
Can I
respect it.
Thank you.
I'll read to you the actual, their responses.
Oh my.
Along with that, initial consent was followed by ambiguity. Sydney's acquiescence to sex was accompanied by too much dismay to constitute unambiguous agreement, especially given Sydney's long stint. Exactly. The point is, it technically wasn't consensual.
You know,
sex.
They weren't fucking because the words they used to describe their acts were too big. Were having.
That's what I'm saying with this whole thing. Is everything sounds so sterile and unpleasant?
This is like Demolition Man. They had like the little headsets on.
Yeah,
look,
you know the hunka chunka.
You break the fridge. I swear to God.
One more.
No more. It's
one
done.
More.
No, please.
No, this is brutal. No.
This is brutal.
Okay. You didn't want all right,
let's go on to the next one.
Unless there's one that's like pure hysterical rapiness or something. But
hold on.
Why
it's
don't
like,
we
it's like we're reading erotica.
Do you want the oral sex one?
Does it involve a lot of like...
Oh, man.
Roxanne and Xander were on a date.
I'll just give you the names of the next two. The names of the next two are... It's, first one's Alexis and Riley.
Fuck them.
Nah, they're both white.
Morgan and Kai.
And
look,
Kai.
We're in Yale here, bro. Like, come on. It's like Asian white.
All right, so we'll move
on
to next. We'll move on to the next story, which we all found and we all love.
I'll zoom.
Okay.
Man who branded initials into girlfriend's vaginal area seemed normal.
Yes.
Is this a new news story? Is this like
yeah. That's
clearly non-consensual.
No. That's as consensual as you can get.
That's not a black fraternity at Yale. No,
property
it's not
can't
Yale.
Property can't give consent. Let's continue. Forget I said that.
No.
Good.
Respect.
That was awesome.
Respect, Alex.
That's what that was like. Whoa. That is good.
Whoa ho, ho, is the new level I'm reaching for every time
whoa,
I make a joke.
This is gonna get gross.
Oh god. All right. So I'm not the only one who found this story. Does anyone else want to read it, or should I take it over?
You take it over.
Yeah. Okay.
Own it.
Man who branded initials into girlfriend's vaginal area seemed normal.
Vaginal area.
Vaginal area.
Pussy stink.
How about this?
She had big fat lips.
It is just. Bear with me. What if I laid down a hot beat and you just kind of rap the rest of the story?
Please do this.
I can't rap.
Come on, just say the words in like a
rap.
I'll rap
the rest of the story. Are you serious?
And wiggle your head a little bit.
I'll try.
All right.
80s rap style.
I
got to
say, Lou loves the music. Yeah, he did it. He just loves it.
All right, so you ready?
Okay, go.
DJ Snake Daddy reporting it.
Police in Arizona have arrested a man who allegedly branded his initials on his girlfriend's vaginal area and then informed her that he did so because her vagina was his. According to the court documents, Christopher Lynn Jackson, 49 of Chandler, also brags about having done the same to previous girlfriends. He was white.
Word.
I didn't even hear the story. I was jamming out.
Yeah. I might have ruined
next story. Fuck it. Next story.
Ruined the shit
God
out of that.
That
shit was consensual.
All right, no. Listeners,
guys. Guys.
Let's take a time. All right, we've had a lot of fun now. Now let's do the news.
Yeah.
All right, so what was that story again? I didn't even hear it.
All right.
That beat was too funky.
All right, guys.
It was so fresh.
Let's all settle down.
I'll take that as a compliment. I'm glad I pulled it off. A
lot of energy.
Everybody.
It's getting hot in here.
So take off all your clothes.
I heard it as I was saying it, I know.
It's so hot. I'm take all my clothes off.
I'm going to read the news.
All right, so let's just read the news right now.
So police in Arizona have arrested a man who allegedly branded his initials on his girlfriend's vaginal area and then informed her that he did so because her vagina was his. By the way, that's something that's frequently done in erotica novels. You claim it as
yours. Don't even go there. Okay. Don't even go there.
I usually hit my girlfriend on the head with like a mallet or something. That's
drag her into your cave.
What are you, like Looney Tunes? Okay, whatever.
Have you met Lippy? He is Looney Tunes.
According to court documents, Christopher Lynn Jackson, 49, of Chandler, also bragged about having
49 done so. Too. Like, he's an older dude.
He's 49.
I was expecting younger.
Not 69. Of Chandler also bragged about having done the same to previous girlfriends. The incident, which took place back in May, only came to light last week after Jackson's now ex-girlfriend summoned up the courage to come forward. AKA, the bitch was pissed off.
No.
Duh.
I can't believe I let you do that to me.
And now I'm upset about it.
So I took my key into the side of his
RV.
Four-wheel drive. Carve my name into his leather seats.
I think you carry Underwood.
All right, 8 Mile, let's chill out here.
The unidentified woman told authorities that Jackson took her to a baseball game. Classy. And then asked her to go dancing with him. Well, that's romance.
You just branded my pussy. You want to go dance?
Wait, no.
I have a question about the story. Is this like first date he thought it was cool to brand her?
I'm getting there.
All right, I'm sorry. Continue.
When the victim refused, saying she was too tired, Jackson offered her energy pills, quote-unquote, to perk her up. But the pills seemed to have the opposite effect, and the woman soon found herself passing out. When she woke, she felt severe pain and saw Jackson with branding equipment and a butane torch.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
Oh, shit. The roof lid wore off.
That's horrible. She opens her eyes, and he's like, spread them.
No, I think she's already spread it, then.
Blowtorch in hand? Jesus.
She looked down to find the letters C and J branded into her private parts.
Where, though? Interior, exterior?
isn't that dude from...
Labia Minora?
Bro,
labia
isn't that the dude, Majora? Isn't that the dude from...
Mons Venus,
GTA 4?
CJ? Yeah.
This means I know you who did mind, that. Pretty lady.
This story came straight from San Andreas.
Can I just ask the last sentence of the story? A search warrant helped confirm the woman's claims, and Jackson was subsequently arrested.
They searched
arrested.
Her pussy?
Exactly. Where are you searching? Are you looking for the butane torch? Are you looking at her pussy? Where are we looking?
What did he brand her with? Like two tiny fucking fondue forks? Like what the fuck?
Here's my guess. You know when you go to the dry cleaner and you get the
wire hangers?
The wire hangers, yes. He made a C&J out of those. Probably smart enough to know how to do it backwards.
Just in case. There was a dirty hoe.
So this Winky wasn't face the first date, right?
I would imagine not.
Second date, third date.
Wow, because that's a bold step as a man. To
this is mine.
I wait till the fifth, sixth date to brand my women.
I wait for the third hour.
Mm. You're an alpha.
Now, to get to the title. Now, remember the title of this was, He Seemed Normal.
Then he whipped out a wire hanger.
Started branding vaginas.
After I picked him up from his overnight job from McDonald's.
Yeah, right.
He was normal.
He brands cattle at night.
Yeah. He was normal until he took me to a Blue Jays game.
A neighbor.
Oh, fuck off.
This is coming from a neighbor. That's pretty crazy and kind of scary.
Don't look at my basement.
Obviously, she was in a sorority house.
What a fucking relatable neighbor, though.
This guy's like, I'm kidding.
I like that neighbor. Like, that's what I would
it's
say.
It's so scary. And what was it?
Wow, that's kind of weird, bro. That's fucking
okay,
weird.
Do you want me
it's
say
so scary and relatable.
All right, you want me to say
what about, like Black Eyewitness Man? Like, I seen it. I seen it. I saw him over there.
I seen the pussy.
Wait.
I seen the Scott pussy.
He stole my brand.
Everybody seen the Scott pussy say, hey.
Hey.
First of all, we know that Black neighbors say things like, I had ribs with the man. Every day. He was an everyday person. We know that's how black people
talk. Yeah, he was always at my barbecue.
I knew she was in trouble when a white woman would jump my arms.
If a black person got interviewed, it would have been like, yo, let me say what up to my nigga Junebug.
You gonna eat that last piece of fried chicken?
Wow.
Anything would be better than this white ass witness who's like, okay. Oh my stars and garters.
So it's, can you, it's Arizona. What do you
shiver
expect?
Me timbers.
It was an American Indian.
Goodness gracious.
People say that all the time.
White woman got drunk and got tattoo pussy.
That's know. Your Native American voice?
It's a Russian, obviously.
That was a vampire. Like, blah.
Blah.
I thought got tattoo on pussy.
The white woman.
Native American's not in my wheelhouse.
Jillian?
So, to finish...
I don't think they could see you raising your hand.
All right, Native
shut
American
up. Everyone
would,
shut up.
Native American would be, he brand 'em vagina.
He had that one locked and loaded.
We lose all our land.
So, to go back to white neighbor...
Way to make it real. Sorry.
It's all right. Trying to get through these.
Yo, man, you like some beads?
Too many jokes, man.
All right, that's what I said. Go. I'm sorry.
All right,
I'm
trade for blankets with polio.
Look, we're all feeling it. We're all feeling it. I apologize to Jillian.
I'm on a roll here, Jillian. Give me a break.
I love that you're all feeling it, but to finish off white neighbor, I've lived here next to him for 12 years, and he's always seemed like a normal, calm guy.
Shucks.
Normal, calm guy will brand your pussies, lady. What was the
I mean, you
got
to be normal.
He owns it
to keep a steady hand and brand a pussy. Otherwise, you just like get a whole line of the same.
I know
thing.
If you're a nut job,
a sloppy pussy.
This guy literally officially knows how to own a pussy.
I don't know if he's going about it right.
He should have.
He's not going about it.
You know what? You know what's a lot more subtle? A Sharpie.
No, it's a lot better.
Sharpie goes away.
I own this for the
it lasts
next
a few
week.
Days.
No. What's better? Just. Giving it to her. Just give it to her good and raw. That's
are
all you have to do.
Just ooh, baby, I like
no!
It.
No! Consensual, hardcore, good sex. That's all I'm saying.
Yo, she got a roofie culotta and woke up in this nigga's
a non-consensual dick in your pussy.
Wait, you're telling me those weren't energy pills?
I feel kind of sleepy. Why?
I feel kind of branded.
Yum a dum dum. Next story.
Angry man arrested after threesome with cousin becomes twosome.
Wait. Repeat that?
Whoa.
You heard it.
Heavy. That's a heavy
cousin
sentence.
Or cousins?
Zins.
Angry man arrested after threesome with cousin becomes twosome.
This is going to get gross.
You know, that has applied to every story so far.
I'm noticing a theme. A
lot of gross stories in the news this week. The
world's a gross place. Anyway,
so this way, can I guess where this happened?
Texas.
Yes.
Florida.
No. This is.
I know the answer. I'm not weighing in.
This
Brian's
is
on to something,
South Carolina.
Nome, Alaska.
Because you read the story.
Didn't read anything. Don't know what it's
are
about.
You sure?
You could see the screen.
I can't even see.
He can't. He has to have glasses. He can't see it.
This was in Sarsaparilla.
I transcend racism, bro. I know exact the place and the crime.
I'm sorry. Wait, I just totally got caught up in the Lou's voice.
But
that's
real.
This was so Brian for real.
Wait.
Brian was right then?
South Carolina.
Wow.
Whoa.
Bravo, I told sir. You. He
that's impressive.
He has a PhD.
That's crazy.
PhD in racism.
Put your hands like a helicopter. I think it's North Carolina. I don't know.
It's South Carolina, North Carolina. It's the same thing.
What?
Of course it's South Carolina. Fucking South Carolina.
31-year-old Terry Antoine Jenkins of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Oh, that sounds made up.
Look.
That sounds like what a racist guy.
I don't know.
At her.
I actually
Terry
don't.
Jenkins is a fake name, Jillian. Stop reading.
I'm going to guess he's black. I can't confirm or deny that.
No, I saw it. He's a white guy.
Cousin? That's white.
Because the cousin's white.
Continue
it's
the
white
story.
Thing.
Continue the story.
Was arrested twice on September 8th. For domestic violence charges after having a threesome with his girlfriend and her cousin. Okay, so his girlfriend and the girlfriend cousin.
That's kind of hot. That's not even bad.
That's not like his cousin.
Was he mad about that?
Because I think it turned into a twosome.
You're all
there.
Type of Latino weird.
You're a fucking spaghetti nigger, so don't look at me with those spaghetti nigger eyes, Brian. All right? Anyway, I thought I was talking to Jillian, but apparently spaghetti nigger thinks she fucking...
It's turning into a class warfare.
Do you see how it wasn't...
I'm sorry,
his?
Spaghetti niggers, by the way. It's more of me and Brian thing. Than
I have no problem. He has no problem with the rest of you. It's just Brian. The point is that it was his cousin. It was his girlfriend's cousin, which is that...
Did they have big tits?
Forget about it. That's good stuff. This is girlfriend's cousin? My bad. It's about to get hot in here.
So take off all their clothes. Jenkins and his girlfriend and the cousin woke up on Sunday morning around 8 a.m. and, you know, decided to have a threesome.
That's fucking teamwork!
High five!
I forgot about that drop.
Where the fuck did this...
Nice.
The point is, okay, so you woke up Sunday morning and decided to have a threesome.
That's
first
the
of all,
holiest day to have a threesome.
Yeah, first of all, it's a day of rest. Now you're doing some real work as a man. You got two vaginas you got to contend with.
No rest there.
So you wake
sounds
up.
Like a whole lot of work.
I'm going to assume you woke up in the same bed. So you didn't have a threesome the night before, or can you not remember that?
Hey, look, well, threesomes, then when it happened.
Where did it go wrong? I think that's where the meat is.
How to get in the news. At what point, okay, this is a news
story.
Yeah,
like some guy had a threesome with cousins.
He did a naked lap around the block and told us the whole town.
Hey, everyone, I just fucked two girls and they were related.
He's the author of this story.
He called CNN right after, like, you won't believe what just happened. Call Obama.
He knocked out the mayor of the town and put the sash on himself. It's like, I had a threesome. Fuck you.
Madman now owns East Coast.
They were cousins, bro. Cousins.
Anderson
and now both our new babies are cousins.
All right, Jillian, what were you saying?
As I say, Anderson Cooper and Dr. Drew, as well as.
Those two fucking
John
fags
have
nothing to do with this
story.
Wow, those two fucking fags. That's
fun. Okay, so. But Jenkins became angry after he finished because the two women continued engaging in oral sex without him.
This story's fantastic.
This
dude!
Is great.
Dude,
I believe it's consensual.
I want to say, dude, you're ruining it. You're done. Sit back, relax, enjoy the ride.
Oh, no, no,
girls
get,
finish each other
tug,
off.
Tug your shit, get hard again.
I would have came all over them. Right. Just so, like all on
wait,
their
okay, wait, wait, wait.
So I'm understanding it. The cousins are going at it.
He's finished. He's done right
and
now.
And he's done. He's tugged one out.
And they're, the cousins are still going at
so
it.
So it's his fault. He's a two-pump chump.
No, no, no. We'll not assume that. But Jenkins tried to stop the action and pulled his girlfriend off the bed by her hair and then repeatedly struck her in the head and face.
What
the fuck?
With his dick.
If girls were eating each other out in front of me, my first reaction would not to be like, take one of them, just duff them. Like,
this guy's an ingrate.
Ungrateful. Is what he is.
Unworthy.
You're a disappointment to us all.
I really gotta say, this is bad menage etiquette, bro. I don't agree with it.
Menage etiquette?
So, menage etiquette by Paint Black. If the two girls won't continue after you finished, let them continue.
You have a camera phone.
Oh,
make a night out of it.
No, yo, that's a call sign for you to get hard again. Maybe eat a sandwich, get a fucking, like, fucking muscle milk.
Splash some water in the face.
Pour the muscle milk on your dick, though. Like, don't drink it.
Yeah. We'll hear a little bit.
Absorb it through the skin like a membrane.
Shoot it up.
Put your dick in the muscle milk
one,
and bottle.
Wait, one for me, one for my homie.
Dick osmosis.
No, that's for you to get fucking, you know, eat your spinach, get strong again, and then come back. Like, and then come back a couple minutes later and then do that work. And he took it as some type of insult and started slapping women, which is I'm totally against. Can't slap women unless they talk for 30
shit
minutes
out
more.
Of her.
But did you see that video where, like, you're going to jail now? Like, are we on the same page with that? Like, did you see that video?
I didn't see that video.
You going to jail, spaghetti nigga? No, it was just a regular old...
Wow, that term got legs, man. I love it.
Yeah, that term is...
All right, so yeah.
After being arrested and released on bond, Jenkins went right back to the scene of the crime where he allegedly assaulted his girlfriend again and then took her car and her cell phone. He was arrested soon after and is currently being held in Horry County facility.
You sure that's not where she's being held?
So that's how this became news. Someone got arrested. What
twice.
A fucking surprise.
Twice.
I didn't hit the bitch. She fell down the stairs.
Remember, he gets arrested first when he starts hitting her and beating her after, like, going to town with her cousin. And then they release him. He goes back to seeing the crime, takes her car keys, and took her cell phone, which is technically a form of kidnapping.
Unfortunately not. This guy is just gonna fuck.
I really gotta say, that is just messed up, man. She treats you to a fucking great experience.
You saying that? Hearing that, dude? We're saying that it was okay that these chicks were diking out even though they were cousins as long as
they
were banging.
That's not dyke. That is beautiful.
Yeah, that
just
is
love making.
Yeah. It's called
great girl
exactly.
Lesbian.
Love making.
It's called art.
It's called the forbidden hello. I love it.
It's what I look up every night past
it's
11
what you,
o'clock
it's what you, like,
on the internet.
When you sit at night in your bed... Wow. When you sit in your bed and you look up to the sky and you're talking to Jesus, that's what you're really praying for.
I know, right?
No, I'm praying that it doesn't get on me.
Lippy's in a total...
I
he's
hope
in a,
it gets
Lippy's
all over
doing
me.
A train.
I he's hope not, I'm drenched in it. I hope no, I fucking drown no, in that.
Okay, night. Apparently Lippy and Alex here are doing a train, not a menage.
This is getting... Yeah, they're showing a lot about their personality.
It's getting a little
first
dark.
Of all, Lippy...
I was laying on my back. I was talking to my own self, jerking off. Oh, man, myself. Oh, jerking, that's what I was worried about.
He sits on their back and jerks off in his.
I don't want to pray to Jesus.
And you know what? I feel horny. I'm gonna sit on my back, totally naked, with nothing on. Jerk off to the sky and hope it doesn't land on my face.
It's a Friday night. I'm gonna do the bottle rocket.
It's a Friday night.
He's going up. Yeah, he's going all or nothing.
Aim for the napkin. Aim for the napkin.
50 points if I hit my mouth.
I'm just gonna say we've lost skylights in our house.
Is there another news story, or is that as sexy as it's getting?
That's as sexy as it's gonna get for tonight, you baby.
We're going to stupid people now.
It got real sexy though. I'm not gonna lie. Two cousins. Damn.
Peter Berg.
Let's jump to stupid people.
Stupid people.
Yeah.
I have two quick ones, and then two you guys are probably going to like a lot more.
Than cousins eating each other out?
Well, it...
Because there's not much I like more than that.
We'll start with a good one. And I'm going to preempt all of you and make the joke before I even read the headline. Sounds like that gun worked just fine. There, it's out of the way. Ready?
Yeah. Ready.
But don't get mad at me if I say that.
Like, headline. Right, man tries to show wife that his gun isn't loaded, and he ends up shooting her instead.
Sounds like that worked out just fine.
That's a Lou joke.
That reminds me of another story.
We're related.
As I found that story, I heard all of your voices going, so?
No, I actually...
That worked out.
That reminds me of another story I found earlier that I negated. But go on, please. I'll tell you about that story afterwards.
Okay. In an attempt to show his wife that a gun brought into their home by a friend wasn't loaded, one Vermont man... ended up shooting his wife in the leg.
Vermont?
Oh, sorry, babe. Vermont. Misfire.
He was with a woman?
He was with a woman. Matthew Coleman, 37 years old, of Windsor, brought the 9mm handgun into the couple's bedroom for safekeeping at a concern that his children might play with it. Hit it in the bedroom. His wife, Dorothea, asked him if the gun was loaded. Coleman assured her it wasn't and demonstrated by just pulling the trigger. Shot her in the leg.
Oh, in the leg. She's fine.
Still, shot
no harm, no foul.
She was rushed to the hospital, conscious, of course. But now he's arrested and charged with assault with a deadly weapon. And
I was cleaning my gun, officer. It just went off.
All over her. You know, well, it sounds like the last guy had that problem, too.
All over her.
My fist all over her incestuous face.
Oh, wow, Alex.
Then I branded her.
I read books, guys.
Look, man.
He used the big word.
I am the most thing I'm shocked about this is this guy's from Vermont. Like
he would have totally missed
like
that.
8 hours of blowing glass or selling weed
or like running a dog sitting
or
service.
Antiquing.
That's what
antiquing.
Vermont's all about, right?
I mean, antiquing, sampling syrup.
He took the day off from his crystal shop.
It's not even loaded.
He comes home. He's like blue state my ass. Boom! Shoots her in the face.
Well, this is
in the leg, not in the face. Why did you take it there? Oh my God.
Go outside and put some ice on it.
Her face is on her leg. Actually, it's in the news story.
Guys, if I get shot in the face, it wasn't an accident. If he was involved,
I'm sorry about that. But anyway, yeah,
preemptively,
she gets shot in the leg. I'm shocked that it's Vermont. Like, if you gave me 50 states,
they got guns up there.
They have a lot of guns.
When I was up in Burlington last, we went to a gun range.
There's a lot of moose up there.
Look,
you all
I know is that. If I was going to guess a New England state, it'd be New Hampshire because their fucking like license plate is like live free or die.
Live free or die. But let me tell you about Vermont. I spent a little time there. Vermont is 3% people, about 4% ski locations.
1% fat, ugly. No, I'm sorry. 98% lesbians. Fat, ugly chicks.
Well, I was going to say it's about 90% nothing.
And moose.
Bear, moose.
Boring.
Fucking... Falling Rocks, horribleness. Whoever's idea it was to make that a state, wrong idea.
Bad idea.
So I'm not surprised.
Well, that reminds me of the other story where there was a great video of this very hot-looking chick firing off a semi-automatic weapon. Her boyfriend or husband's videotaping it. And she's like, I'm really enjoying this. She's shooting off more and he's getting off of it. She's like, okay, I'm done. And she turns and points the gun at the video and you see him freak out. And she somehow makes him feel like an asshole about freaking
somehow
out.
Somehow you describe that as a sexual act.
It was a sexual act.
All right, you want to do a story about an inside job?
Yes.
Oh, man,
is that
what
like
are you
a rip,
tittering
like a
about
rip
over
job
there?
Or something?
Wait,
they don't even... What's tittering? They don't know that. They're listening to
all
this.
All I hear
thing.
In my...
Well, we see you and hear you.
We're fucking exchanging ideas, everyone. Now that you're aware of it, Whatever.
I guess I just picked a whole bouquet of oopsie daisies.
All right, a 42-year-old man, Feliz Gonzalez Becerra.
Feliz Gonzalez.
Oh, wait, 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 no,
from
no,
my
wait.
Hitchhiker's Guide to Gonzalez. The Galaxy fans, 42.
Wait, no, no, we just heard
Feliz Gonzalez.
We just heard Cuban Pete. Cuban Pete. One more time.
Wait, wait, he's the king of the rumba beat.
Yes,
he goes, boom, chicka, boom, boom, chicka, boom, boom, chicka, boom.
Cuban Pete, say that name one more time.
Real quick.
Felix.
Felix Gonzalez.
It's Cuban Pete.
Felix Gonzalez.
They don't get that. They don't get that. It's all right.
Felix Gonzalez. Becerra, 42 of Oakland. Okay, he was fleeing his second robbery in a week. From a McDonald's. Impressive. Two McDonald's in a row.
The same McDonald's?
Now, he hand up the San Mateo McDonald's. And
he's a hamburglar.
The Pleasanton McDonald's. I'm not even sure what.
These aren't real places, you're naming.
He's a hamburglar. He's a hamburglar. It's Grimace. Where the hell his name was.
You know what? I don't even see what state this is. So let's just run with it.
This is obviously California.
It's got to be. No, yeah, you're right. San Francisco.
Shut the fuck up. There's no way he was right about that.
I'm not kidding. San Francisco.
Oh, PhD in racism.
Racism. San Mateo is a fucking California city.
Oh, fuck you.
It could have been Arizona.
Thank you, Professor Bigot.
Anything is a California city.
Could be. No, San Antonio. Thank you. San Antonio, Texas.
Oh.
Yeah, but they got no Mexicans there. Cause fucking all right. Texas
let me finish the story. Guys. Let me finish the story.
Sorry.
So he held up two McDonald's. He would drive to the drive-up window, and he would take a small caliber handgun, order the employees into the store freezer, and rob them blind.
Fucking drive-through robbery?
Here's why they caught him. Because he was the manager of said McDonald's.
And he left his business card. An inside job.
Clearly, they probably knew his face and his voice.
They will not see me as long as I have this mask on.
They call me El Hamburglar.
El Guapo.
El Guapo.
Wait. They're not.
Give me all the money. Also, Brad, can you come in on Monday?
Give me all the money. And, can I get a 20-piece?
By the way, you're late today. I noticed.
Get in the fucking freezer. Open the register. George, you're late again. What did we talk about?
Well, Brad, take the money at the register. Sylvia. You fucking give me a Big Mac. Like,
it with a smile, like I taught you.
Did he go to the order window and then order the money and then immediately pick it up?
He's like, surprise, motherfucker.
He jumps on the counter. He's like, window number two. I'm loving it. Give me the money.
Was he part of the equal opportunity program?
Jose, I'm going to need you to get me.
Managers.
Jose, get me all the money. Juan, I noticed you didn't clock out for your break on Tuesday. I'm
going to have to write you up.
Stop refilling the Coke with seltzer.
Did you just water down the soda? I told you about that. This restaurant is nothing but quality. Now give me the fucking money.
You know, even as I'm reading the story here, I look down at the comments, and the first comment is every joke we just made. It's your money or your life. Oh, and Susan, could you please restock the ice machine?
All right. That's a great story.
Enough of that guy.
Yeah.
All right, stupid one here. Let's see. Maryland.
That was really stupid, though.
Woman distracted by texting while driving. Drove into a lake.
Wow.
That's the whole thing.
She would have done it either way.
It's just a better.
Don't even read the story. I got it.
She's all wet.
Actually, what state? Brian?
Maryland.
I just said
lake.
It.
Maryland.
Yeah.
I got it.
I said no, it. I'm not going to take credit for that. He said it.
I said it.
I know.
I'll be good to take credit for that.
She stupidly was texting. 25-year-old woman ran off the road, clipped a tree, car went in the air, landed in the lake, which is about 5 feet deep. Thank you. I was hoping somebody would. She managed to exit through the car window before emergency services. Everyone's all right. Nothing, blah, 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 blah.
She was like, wear my seatbelt, my ass.
Yeah, that's a boring one. I just found it funny. Look up the picture.
Translation. Boring.
All right, my favorite headline of the week as far as stupid people goes. Sorcerer helps women get over bad breakups by sleeping with them.
Who helps?
A sorcerer.
Sorcerer.
Who else?
Gave her the love potion.
A man claiming to be a sorcerer with magic healing powers was arrested this week after he allegedly convinced at least one woman that she had to have sex with him in order to get over a bad breakup.
I told the doctor I was in love with you.
Unconventional place where this happened. Anybody want to try? I don't think you can get it.
No, Narnia. Wisconsin.
It
even the Wizard of Racism might fail.
Is it America?
It is not.
Narnia.
India.
See? Close.
India.
Nope.
Narnia.
All right, Turkey.
You guys are in the right vicinity.
It's definitely the Balkans.
It's
Ukraine.
It's fucking Jerusalem.
Panama.
Is it
the one place in the world where we still have sorcerers?
He's like, hey, baby, I'll make water out of wine for you.
It's definitely Africa.
You want? No. It's Jerusalem.
Yeah. My
penis is the Mecca of healing.
Egypt?
Wrong religions, but whatever.
what was he?
Let me finish this story.
Sure. Finish it, and I'll tell
you
why I guess what
according
I guessed.
To police in Tel Aviv, he was a 39-year-old who was paid thousands of shekels for a series of magical treatments aimed at helping the victim recover from being dumped by her boyfriend. The story began 6 months ago, police said, when the woman found the 39-year-old Galen Heights resident on the internet and asked him to help her with holistic treatment to recover from emotional despair caused by the breakup. Over the coming months, the man held a number of meetings with the woman, during which he promised that through the power of sorcery, he could make her boyfriend come back to her.
Through the power of my penis!
The only problem was...
By the power of Grayskull!
The actual activator of the spell was his dick.
Can I tell
you
something? You
just need to rub that with my balls as well.
Rub the wand, baby.
Are you
rub
guys telling
wand.
Me you don't have magical dicks? Because my dick is fucking...
Yeah, but mine shoots
He's got
dubs.
Magic sticks.
My dick graduated from Hogwarts, so...
Brian's got the magic stick.
Expelliarmus! Cunnilingus!
Fuck your limey dick.
No, a piece.
That's how it survives in those tight pants, those tight, sexy ass pants.
Mine's magic because when I'm done, I disappear.
Pete, to tell you why I guess India, because I have a number of Indian female friends, and a number
your
of them.
It smells like curry.
Oh,
I wish you hadn't said that. A number of them have come to me after being sent to a magical witch doctor type person so they could fix all their problems, and he was going to put their penis in vaginas. Luckily, they were all smart enough to say, no, thank you, sir.
Just needs a
Was his name Jafar?
No, all right.
It was Iago.
Now,
that's like a thing. It's like a thing.
Real quick, a little button in this story. He wasn't the only one arrested. She was as well.
For what?
Stupid.
Because she was also revealed to have, the police
vagina.
Questioned her. They revealed that she also asked the wizard to beat up her ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend. Why? She tried to hire
with
him
magic.
To smash a woman with magic.
My just only magic. Question
well,
is...
Well, not illegal.
Expecto Patronus.
That's not illegal.
To beat up a chick?
Cast
for
no,
money?
With magic.
Cast the spell of binding on her.
It's not... Yeah, dude.
I'll hit her with my magic dick.
Lou, I had no idea she hired Gargamel.
She did.
First of all, if it was illegal to cast spells on exes, my whole family would be arrested.
This isn't cast spells. This is hire a wizard to go after
her. So was it a wizard
or
to
in Haiti,
physically...
a voodoo.
No, to physically beat her up or to just
physically beat her.
Jillian's grandfather is actually Dumbledore.
It says here, beat
actually,
up.
Yeah,
So he walks in there with his magic bat and
spear and magic helmet.
Like based like a Louisville Slugger?
Louisville Slugger, exactly. It's made from unicorn bone. Whap!
Bah, bah. Obviously, this guy's Italian.
Goddamn spaghetti niggers.
I was waiting for it.
Magic.
Anytime a bat gets involved, it's always a spaghetti guys.
Always a spaghetti
all
nigger.
Right. So we got our news stories, right? Mm-hmm. I've seen you guys have been furiously jotting things down.
Yep.
So you know what that
taking
means.
Taking notes. Oh, gosh.
Hashtag.
Game time, motherfuckers.
Look at all this cheating. Everyone's got hashtags, and I gotta come up with it on the
stop floor. Looking at my lippy.
All right, you know the hashtag game. We're going to reread the stories. You guys are going to come up with a Twitter hashtag. Best one wins.
Smells like ass.
At the end, we'll tally the points. And you win the night, which is you win my endless respect for the evening. Or at least until I leave this room.
Or forget everything that happened.
Cry myself to sleep.
I actually hope every week I walk out with your endless respect.
Good.
You always
give you something to strive for. You guys ready? Here's the stories. We're going to rehash them real quick. Yale teaches us about consensual sex. Man brands girlfriend's vagina.
Ooh!
Man arrested after threesome becomes twosome. McDonald's manager robs own restaurant. Texting driver ends up in lake. Man tries to show wife that the gun isn't loaded and shoots her. And the sorcerer who helps women by sleeping with them. Alright, we're gonna start on this end of the table with Lou. First story, Yale teaches us about sex.
All right, so I got hashtag, so sorry, Hulk smash.
Oh, you stole my shit, you motherfucker. Polite Hulk, polite British Hulk, who apparently works for Yale.
Yeah.
All right, Alex is to say the word pass.
I got nothing good for that one, man.
Do you want to pass on it?
Yeah, I definitely want
to. About this Yale dude?
You hang on. You're going to forfeit the round. You all right?
Yeah, I'm going to forfeit this round.
Okay, Lippy.
What did this Yale dude do?
No, it's the Yale sex memo.
It's remember the like, yeah. Where
it's whole
like,
memo.
Oh, the hashtag, oh, don't forget the condom.
Nice.
You could tell he's making it up on the spot.
That's right. It's pretty good for on the spot. That's
not bad, Liv. Not bad.
Okay.
Brian.
Safe sex is all right. Good sex.
Hashtag.
A non-consensual dick in your pussy.
God damn it.
You can't use a sample.
He's using tricks.
Hashtag a non-consensual dick in your pussy.
He's a warlock.
Warhawk or warlock?
Warhawk.
Warcock.
Jillian, what's yours?
I have two. Hashtag. Sex Ed Ivy League style or hashtag hands and dick. You guys didn't get that. He gets it.
I didn't. No, it's nothing to do with the bulldog.
Okay.
Hashtag hands and dick is just funny to me.
Okay. Hashtag hands and dick is because, yeah.
It's very smooth. It's a lot of veins, you know. Very, very, no hair. And it's a very handsome dick.
It's chiseled. I can only describe it as chiseled.
Out of marble.
Can I explain why?
No.
Shut up. Yale's bulldog, his name is Handsome Dan.
Translation, boring.
I'll punch him in the face.
Look, I know it's a stupid dog's name. All right.
They didn't know that.
You actually beat me to the boring thing.
I fucking hate you.
Once you said, can I just explain? I just got that ready.
Handsome dick.
All right. Well,
get ready for some cock pounding later.
I'm torn here because Lose was my favorite, but probably because
it's your thing.
My thing.
Go ahead.
And you apparently really dislike Handsome Dick. I'm going to give it to Jillian. I'm going to go Handsome Dick.
Handsome Dick is
thank
funny.
You, I win.
I don't know why. It's not relevant to
that's
the thing.
That's just the funniest
it's just
word.
Funny. Ever. It's just funny. I like it. Next one. Man brands girlfriend's vagina. Let's start on the other end of the table. Let's start with Jillian.
Let me scroll down. Hold on. Hashtag, I have two. Hashtag burn for CJ.
Burn for CJ.
The number four. Hashtag, I'm burning for you.
I kind of like that second one. Brian?
Hashtag classy bitch.
Classy bitch. Lippy.
Hashtag, don't sneeze, woman. I'm working.
Oh, God.
Ouch. All right, Alex.
Hashtag, not so energy pills.
I like that.
Lou?
All right, so I'm a little torn on this one. Between hashtag, it puts the lotion on its skin.
Oh, God.
Or.
Aloe. It'd be aloe in that case.
Hashtag, excuse my singing.
This girl is on fire. Oh, God. I like that.
That's such a long hashtag, bro.
My, it's
who
short
cares?
Of mine.
Point to Lou.
Thank you.
I like it.
I thought I had it with I'm burning for you. My God.
You were close. You were close. It's tied up between the two of you. Okay, next story. Man arrested after threesome becomes twosome. I'm going to start with Alex this time.
Oh, my. Why would you do that?
Because.
I'm not even ready for this situation.
Switching it up.
Gosh. Hashtag ungrateful. It's not your turn, Lippy.
Is that a fart?
Hashtag it's not your fucking turn,
I thought
Lippy.
That was a death rattle.
That's my answer.
Rattle.
Okay. Do you have a hashtag? Or you
one more time, Alex. Give it
hashtag,
one.
It's not your fucking turn, Lippy.
Okay.
I just wanted to make fart noises. And I don't have to fart.
Well, good, because you're up. What's yours? Hashtag. Fair enough. I'm going to tell you right now, you lost a round. But
I'm okay with that.
Brian?
Hashtag menage a huh?
It's not petty.
Sounds like a song.
It's all in the delivery.
Jillian, to you.
Mine's an algebra equation. It's hashtag 3 minus 1 equals 2 equals arrest.
Hang on, I'm doing the math.
Gotcha.
3 minus 1.
That's some bullshit math.
2 equals arrest.
Hashtag, what
that's
would your parents
story.
Think?
That was a story right there in math terms.
Lippy had a post-emptive one there.
Oh, what the hashtag, what would your parents think?
Yeah, that's not good. Lou? All
right, I'm going to say hashtag, I said good day, sir.
I don't know why that's relevant.
Right. But
he finished, and then he was like, all right, get the fuck out of here.
But
no more sex.
It's one of my favorite sayings ever. God yes. Damn, this is always difficult. I'm going to give it to Brian this time. I like Menage a trois. What?
not so
it's
energy
delivery
pills.
Of it, you know?
Exactly. It has
I thought to... not so energy pills was going to kill. Yeah.
It was good.
No, it's crazy that once I'm sober, I actually know how to spell menage. All
right.
Spell it.
Next.
Yeah, boy!
Whenever there's, like, one of those pregnant pauses, I like to let it sit for a minute.
Pregnant pauses. Who's the dad?
What's the next story?
McDonald's manager robs his own restaurant. Who wants to start?
Mine's the easiest one. We already called it out. Hashtag Hamburglar.
Hamburglar. Of course. That's great. I like that. Brian?
Hashtag Employee of the Month.
Employee of the Month.
Employee of the Month.
Oh, my gosh.
Lippy?
Wow. Of course.
Hashtag, I'll take extra cheese with that order, too, please.
Not bad. Alex?
Well, since Brian effectively stole mine word for word.
I like to propose that
hashtag spaghetti niggas.
Hashtag didn't know that was illegal.
Okay,
okay, we'll I'm gonna dip my balls.
Everyone just
it.
Looks confused after
no,
you.
I was gonna say,
I didn't copy Jill, but mine is hashtag Ambergesus burglar.
Ambergesus.
I don't know how to spell
Lou,
that.
Lou, no matter what, gets half a point for Ambergesus.
Lou wins. No, Lou wins that.
How do you spell Ambergesus?
It's like hamburger with asus at the end.
Jalapenos. Ambergesus.
Go queso.
Okay, next one, ready? Let's do the texting driver who ended up in the lake.
No.
Let's start it. Lou, you won the last one. Let's start with you.
Hashtag, should have never let you women vote. I don't know.
I thought there was a
second
part.
They
should have
never gave your niggas money.
Right, I mean, like, once we gave them rights, it was all downhill.
Oh. Okay.
I'm gonna pile on. Can I pile onto that?
Yes.
I'll please make do. It better. Suffrage is for suckers.
Oh,
said the woman.
Whoa, hey.
I'm really fascinated by the angle you guys are taking.
That's poignant.
On this one. Let's go, Alex. What do you got?
Man, I'm really bad at this game.
Lippy, what do you got?
Hashtag Lippy, what do you got?
Hashtag moving on.
Hashtag LOL.
Oh, he's in the water.
That's actually what I wrote. Yeah, that's pretty funny. I wrote splash. ROTFLOL.
I wish I learned how to swim.
Hashtag splash.
Brian?
Hashtag Lady in the Lake was a terrible movie.
It was Lady in the Water, but I know where you're headed.
Lady
down.
In the Water.
I mean,
look, come on. It's his movie.
Lippy, yeah, Paul Giamatti. Alex, did you say yours, by the way?
Yeah, I'm just going to go with hashtag splash.
Wait, how about.
Paul Giamatti was a badass character in that movie, though.
Rolling on the floor. Of the ocean.
Laughing.
Under the sea.
But, I would say under the
but
sea.
Since Lippy matched me, I'm giving him a point.
Well, I got a point finally. That's like three episodes.
His was a blah, blah,
blah, blah.
Can I get
I'll
one
get
point?
LOL.
I can't get
can
it.
I put that point
I'll
in my
get
pocket?
It.
Okay,
can
well, let's try the next
later?
One. Try the next one.
Keep me warm.
Man tries to show that his wife that his gun isn't loaded and shoots her in the leg. Who wants it? Who's confident?
Hashtag, I'm lying. There's bullets in it, bitch.
It's not bad. Brian?
Hashtag, guns don't kill people. People from Vermont kill people.
Not bad either. Jillian?
Hashtag, gotcha, bitch!
Gotcha, bitch, to Lou.
Hashtag, aim for the head.
Ooh,
hashtag, I missed.
Poignant. Alex, come on, man. I saved you for last.
Man. So bad at this. Hashtag bad aim. I got nothing here, man.
Bad aim? No, that was good.
You just gotta throw out a spaghetti to
just
go.
Just do it. Just go ahead.
Alright. I can't go for cheap laughs. I'm trying to be clever, but I don't work well with clever.
Lippy, can you remind me what yours was?
Hashtag.
Bang, bang. Bang, bang, bang.
Gotcha, bitch, wasn't it?
No, that was,
me.
Jillian was
me.
Gotcha, bitch.
Gotcha, bitch.
Now, Brian, can you read yours?
Yeah, which one was it again? Guns don't kill people.
People
from Vermont.
Vermont
kill people.
And Lippy, what was yours again?
He didn't do it, did he?
I don't know. I forgot what I said.
Actually, I forgot what you said.
That's actually, hashtag maple syrup murder.
It was like hashtag psych. It was loaded, bitch.
That was
that's good. What yeah. I, that's why I want to hear it, because that's the one I liked.
But no, did you the last one he used to write?
I don't care.
Okay.
I got two points.
What was yours?
Look, maple syrup's funny and all.
No,
in Canada.
No, no, what was Lippy's again?
Say it again.
Maple syrup.
Hashtag, it was loaded. It's like, bitch. LOL.
Last one.
Psych, lol.
This is actually a pretty exciting game.
I have 2 points.
Sorcerer helps women by sleeping with them. Who wants it?
I got 2.
Jillian, you're up.
Hashtag witch doctor penis. Hashtag I've got the magic stick. I like to go with the last.
Now
one. I've got the magic stick.
I have to point out that was what I wrote. The magic stick.
Did you read it?
I wrote one of those two.
I wasn't paying attention to anything you said. I just said penis and.
No, when you said he got the magic stick, that's what I wrote down.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is what I was proposing for. If you want to back a proposal because you already wrote it down and we trust each other, you can back a proposal and can win with the other still, person.
No, I'm not participating. I'm judging.
Okay.
I'm just pointing out.
Oh, I'm
nice work.
Thank you, your magistrate.
Lippy
thank
got you. One I wrote before. You got one I wrote before.
Thank you.
And you'll notice he won that round. Let's see what Brian's got to say.
Hashtag abraca.
Oh. my God. Can you finish say Dabra after that? Just do it. Oh! Dabra at the end. Just finish it.
Oh, my Dabra.
No, do the whole thing. Do the whole thing.
Leave it where it is. It's perfect.
It's that's unfinished. Fine. It's that's like a female.
Perfect.
It's perfect, perfect as it is.
That it's like hilarious. A female orgasm. Shh. Unfinished.
Lippy to you.
No, I'm going to take a pass for a minute.
Okay.
You can go back to me.
I mean,
I can't like compete with that at right. the moment.
Alex?
There's no way I'm going to beat that, but hashtag Hogwarts Red Light District.
It's not bad either.
That's not beating Abraca. Oh, that was
yeah, that was good. Lou, delivery was classic.
Lou, you got a, you got one.
All right, hashtag Gandalf delay. Also, catastrophe.
Catastrophe's BB again.
Libby, you want to try?
I got hashtag Shazam. It's a boner.
Well, we all know who the winner is on
it's
that.
It's catastrophe,
one.
Obviously.
Now this is unprecedented. We have a three-way tie.
A menage a tie.
A shocker, if you will, of tie.
We have a shocker. Alex, I'm sorry you didn't place.
Of course I didn't.
Jillian, you got 1 point.
Yay.
But Brian, Lou, and Lippy each got 2 points. It's a three-way tie.
Okay, wait.
Yeah. A menage a trois.
Every guy from South Carolina would be pissed
right now. Okay, wait.
If you guys continue when I'm done, I'm beating the shit out of you.
Aside from mine, I have abracadabra. And Hogwarts.
Hey, don't bite off my thing. Like
she jots them down for Twitter.
I'm writing down for Twitter. I got the Hogwarts one. What was the other one?
We'll talk about this.
It's
after
a boner?
The show. We'll talk about this after the show.
Okay.
We'll figure it out. We'll
all right.
All right. Now,
yo, abracadabra, B.
Let's take a little time out here. Okay, we're back. 5 minute break. We all peed. We're all feeling better.
Ooh, fantastic.
Oh, my God. 10 pounds lighter.
Downside of drinking during the show.
I think I have to pee again.
All right,
go when it can.
Yeah, grab a beer bottle.
These are wide mouth.
All right, where
so
were we?
So is your girlfriend.
Oh, you beat me to snap. It. Beat me to it. That's good.
All right, Lou, why don't you hit us with a hypothetical?
L-L-L-L-O-O-U-U-E. Hypothetical Lou.
Lou,
you can be hypothetical if you want to. You leave your friends behind.
Because if your friends are in hypothetical, then...
Then they are no friends of mine.
Hypothetically speaking.
It was only a matter of time before that happened.
I'm glad it finally happened.
All right, Lou, what's the question this week?
All right, so everybody knows about Kickstarter.
Love it.
My question to you guys is, what absurd, ridiculous project would you post up there and have funded if you had the opportunity?
Hover bike.
Wow, no hesitation.
Yeah, that's
detachable penis. Dildo? I would never want my penis to be detachable.
You heard that song. It's a cautionary tale.
Alex, you got anything?
Biker Mice from Mars remake.
Nice.
What?
I would enjoy
even
that.
Old enough.
How do you even know what that is?
Wow, that's epic.
I used to collect those action figures. Are you serious?
They were like 5 years after you were born.
We had the shark
before
guys.
You were born, rather. Street Sharks.
Oh, Street Sharks.
Yeah, we had like the puppets.
Oh my God, the fucking...
It was like you used to battle with them, yeah.
The puppets were fucking ripped, too. Yeah. Like, it was unbelievable.
But yeah, they were Street Sharks.
Oh my gosh.
They were jacked up.
Street Sharks with the gym memberships, apparently.
Who else got something?
I would actually start a Kickstarter to out all the anonymous internet hate.
Yes, I like that.
Where... The internet isn't anonymous anymore. It's like you own up to your comments or hate, and everyone gets a fire back.
Like right next to your username is your home address.
Your picture, more your picture and your home address,
and your height and weight, and how much you bench press,
and how many girls you banged.
Yeah.
Oh.
That would
so anytime you feel like making a clever comment, you could fucking just retract it real quick.
There'll be a lot of 5'3", 325 pounds lifts the bar.
Like, hey, nice comment, chubby. It'd be like the end of it. It'd be the end of the comment. It wouldn't just...
Oh, one woman? What? Oh, that's...
It wouldn't be a picture of Legolas that you'd be talking to.
Exactly.
Wow, that's actually a good project.
Yeah, I definitely throw
it. I want this. I will donate.
But it would never happen, let's be honest.
There's Jill? Too many ugly people on the internet for that shit to...
Right, it's just
too many mingas.
I've got
mingas.
One.
Let's hear it.
Bridging off of what Brian just said, I want to help the world. It's called Pimp Your Girlfriend or Pimp Your Boyfriend.
I'm against this.
I'm going to fix whatever's wrong with your girlfriend or boyfriend or wife. Or
I'd be forced to dress in a way that would be very uncomfortable for me.
Like, anyway, no, but no, the way no. you dress.
Exactly.
You have to dress like Alex.
I have to dress in nice stuff.
I'll keep it organic. It'll be that person, but at their very best.
You ain't taking my comic book.
Invest in mine. Stop vaginal prolapse.
You can keep your Beatles shirt, which is lovely. I'm just going to throw a blazer over it. That's all.
Fuck your blazer, woman.
Gross.
She wants to put a high-def TV on your belt buckle and... Surround
I'd rock a
high def
TV in my belt
we
buckle.
We heard you like
to edit in your Nike pumps,
bro. You wouldn't want to.
I'm a classy debutante.
I'd rock that shit in my cock, so I wouldn't have to hold my phone while.
Yo, you wouldn't want to fucking have a high def. You wouldn't want to have a high def TV on your belt buckle, bro. So you wouldn't want to entertain your girl when she's fucking doing that work.
Only if the picture on the belt buckle.
She's not supposed to be paying attention to anything except doing work.
Was of an actual
boring. Sorry. Sorry.
Doesn't work as well.
He said, I'm sorry. After you've been with the same cop for like how many years, it gets boring. I know it. I know the layout of it.
I am way drunk. Get ready to see my dick.
I know the layout of this apartment.
Strangely fitting.
I know the layout of this apartment. I'm good. I'd like to see something else.
Wow.
Yeah, but why is it funny? Why is it trying to be funny when you do it, but when I'm like, hey, look, the same pussy's a pussy. And you're like, whoa.
I never said that.
One and done, baby. Like, come on.
I've never said that. I would totally agree with you. I would like to put Starship Troopers down there for you to watch.
Starship Troopers?
I don't care. Whatever you want to watch.
Get a better movie than that?
Fine, whatever you
want. I
did
like that movie.
They're making it awkward again.
Right?
I know way too much about their sex life.
I'm sorry. 6 years of the same genitalia.
Their sex life sounds like they just sit around and insult each other's genitals all day.
They're like, that's all you got? That's it?
Hey, look, once you make
it... Oh, good. It didn't grow at all.
Look, once you make it to 6 years, man, that's what you got.
No, the thing is, you know the layout of the apartment, so you know how everything works, so you can get it off. Yeah. But at the same time, you know how everything's laid out.
I'm tired. Use your toy.
Brian puts the kill in kielbasa.
You know that wasn't a Polish joke because it was smart.
Good one, yeah. Babe.
Anyway, back to it, though. I think I would donate money against that idea, Jill. I'm sorry.
You don't want to fix your girlfriend?
I don't have a girlfriend.
If you had a girlfriend and there was something wrong with her, something you could not stand, and I could fix it, you won't
want
to
fix it?
Can
I start a
question? I mean, her tits could be bigger.
I just want a Kickstarter to get Pete a girlfriend.
If I could do another Kickstarter, I would do an off button on all women.
Yes.
Wow.
Where eventually they're just like blah 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 blah, and you just like hit off.
I would also settle for just.
In that case, you really do pay for everything, and I will go off.
Grr, self-destruct.
Everything. Finally. You pay for everything.
A grr reference. Nice.
No, seriously.
We need some grr drops.
We definitely need some grr drops.
There is an off button. It's called "You literally pay for everything."
It's called a G spot.
Well, that's the
I don't know what kind of off button you're hitting. But
no, because once you're done with that button, man,
I'll tell you what.
Oh yeah, am I hitting your G spot?
The guy from Vermont is the only one who hit the off button.
Oh, my leg, you son of a bitch!
I said mute. Yeah.
I'll tell you what's not the off button. Wine.
Whoa!
Just drinking a nice young Beaujolais with the boy.
That was so sorry.
That was very nice. It was very nice.
That was less of a joke than an attack.
It was a good attack, though. That was a good attack.
Oh man, snap.
That was a very good attack.
Sometimes I wish we had video because her face. She was so mad. You got double flipped off.
I can't overcome that, but that was awesome. Like, I can't top that, so that's all I have.
Yo, you hit that off button.
Oh, then you're getting for real. You're going to get for real. He got respect. You're getting my anger.
Give it all.
I'll Libby, still live.
All right. Did everyone contribute?
We contributed.
I'm going to say,
John. Oh, Lou.
For me, yeah. I'd want my, for one, zombie prep to be funded. You know?
Okay.
Explain. Just get everything on my Amazon zombie list in like a little bunker.
How much would that run?
What's on your Amazon zombie?
Probably a couple thousand.
And what would definitely be the reward?
Bacon and crossbows.
The reward?
Yeah, you know how you contribute to Kickstarter? They kick you something back?
The number one reward would be you get to stay in the bunker.
And not be a zombie.
Are you really anticipating the zombie apocalypse?
But this is just using people's money, like, you know.
Frivolously.
I just want to fritter it all away.
Yeah. So who gives a shit?
Why not? I like it.
Or maybe like a...
I'll contribute for the bunker so that we have a nice place to hang out.
Or maybe like an anti-social network.
Donate to the Scrooge McDuck money pool.
In my
I want to swim.
In my third,
I'm on board for that too.
Yeah.
In my third Kickstarter, I would also like to start a Kickstarter to see Katy Perry's titties. I imagine the glorious.
Can't possibly cause.
Yeah, but her new song sucks ass.
Who cares? Every song she's ever written sucks ass.
I just want to see the titties.
I do want to see the titties.
And who doesn't? I'd contribute. You think this?
Everyone's titties.
Bro, that would go platinum. Just be like, Katy Perry titties.
I think that would be a world record setting Kickstarter.
Note to self. Make Brian's life a living hell. Good.
Note to self. Katy Perry titties are gorgeous.
Could be bigger.
Now, I want to quickly dive back into what Lou was saying. Anti-social network, I'm in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that like against Jews?
No.
Like Facebook?
It's not the anti-Semite network.
Where do you even make that leap?
Yeah, we're taking over his work just on the internet.
Jew book.
Taking it to hate.
Twitter.
Twitter.
www.facebook.com/OyVey.
www.getonthetrain.com.
All Jews on Facebook have to have a gold star next to their name.
Hashtag. Oh,
wow.
Hashtag.
How are you going to tell the fucking Jews from the retards, though?
Well, you know what? Hispanic.
Whoa!
You don't go full retard.
Oh, my God.
Quick, offend somebody else to even it out. Spaghetti niggers.
Pete got his face on. Like, what are the people at work right, going to say to this one?
Hispanics.
Look, it came because he said gold star.
Hispanics will have, like, a sombrero, if that's okay with you.
That's not even half as bad.
Isn't it? What do you want to write?
They,
a rape?
They get the picture of the nacho with half dipped in cheese or something.
Yeah, it's like a jalapeno popper.
Yeah, like, I was going to say, how about a pepper with like
millions
a
of Hispanics taco, didn't period, die taco, over nachos and fucking peppers.
I'm going to Taco Bell.
All right, this went dark.
I'm getting Taco Bell.
So dark.
The Italians will have a meatball.
I'm very uncomfortable.
The black people, what do you guys want?
Chicken. Like, fried chicken.
No. Pack remember, I'm going to make Brian's life a living hell for the next month, so don't worry. It's all going to work
out. They want like an unpaid child support.
I'm glad I visited everybody.
You get to speak for your race now. What icon do you want?
Grape soda.
Icon?
Grape drink.
Yeah. A giant
dick. I hate grape
drinks. R. Kelly. Just
yes!
R. Kelly's fucking face.
I want to pee on you.
He's...
Or Whitney Houston. R. Kelly or Whitney Houston.
I'm basically the blackest person here. Let's be honest.
Excuse me. Obviously, there's one answer. It's food stamps.
Wow. You
I'm excusing myself from this whole thing.
2 months.
You get way too real.
You
make it real.
All right. So let's go.
Fucking master of racism.
Yeah.
I can't believe
the lowest common denominator podcast.
Wow, you should just bought me a Louis Vuitton or Chanel bag.
Hey guys, why don't we do some movies?
Buy her R. Kelly tickets.
Speaking of
R. Kelly, R. Kelly.
Price of admission. First of all, food stamps are way better than R. Kelly.
First off, you haven't seen R. Kelly.
Hey,
live.
Cheese,
I jumped to the next segment to avoid any more discussion.
I'm going to bring R. Kelly up again, though. I'm just letting
do it. That's fine.
This is the remix edition.
I had a couple black guys at my school the other day go, you know what they need to bring to Long Island? A Waffle House.
What's the section about? Tell me about this section.
Just within this last week, I had waffle and chicken at IHOP. It was delicious.
Of course it's delicious.
Why wouldn't it be delicious?
I'm sorry.
It was delicious.
Exactly.
The syrup should be drizzled on everything.
Let me ask you something, Jillian specifically. When you have chicken waffles, are you supposed to put the syrup on the chicken?
Look, yeah.
Let me ask you guys something.
Yeah.
Jillian specifically.
Well, she's our resident expert.
By the way, here it is.
She's whiter than me.
Going with Pete was
and
said.
I'm translucent.
I've never actually had chicken and waffles. I've only imagined.
You disgust. Sucked off by an angel.
I'm a virgin in that sense.
That's just silly. That's like I haven't heard, you know, a roast compoil.
I understand, like the whole black stereotype, like chicken and watermelon, but like, let me ask you this. Do any of you not like chicken and watermelon?
I love watermelon.
Yes, but not at the same time.
Yeah.
But like in the same picnic or barbecue.
Same meal.
If I gave you fried chicken then said as dessert we have watermelon, would you turn it down?
Right, like that.
Hell no.
Are you telling me like there's any race that doesn't love fried chicken and watermelon?
No, there isn't.
Let's be serious.
I thought I liked fried chicken because it was delicious. Little did I know that I was genetically developed to like fried chicken.
What's this new section about, though? What's that?
It's not new.
It's not new assault.
I mean,
does anybody else want to get out the most baseline racist comments anymore? Are we good?
I think I'm done.
I think Brian racist me out. I got nothing.
Brian, are you spent?
He's not even done. One day we're gonna see it in his eyes.
We're gonna come up with a better joke than that fried chicken one, but not today. I
didn't say fried
Asian
chicken.
Not today,
nigga. You got peanut chink.
Okay, wait.
I go to Stony Brook. That's
I know.
Real.
I like to call my Mexicans guacamole spooks.
She's waving back.
Nacho coons.
Curry spear chuckers.
Oh wait. So no, I have potato niggers.
Earl Grey jigaboos.
Is that for English people?
I don't even know who that was.
That's for people
that
in
last,
the UK.
That last one didn't know who was offending besides the blacks. I was like, it's an Earl Grey.
It's a tea.
It's like the English?
It's English. It's what I do for breakfast.
I'm an Earl Grey jigaboo.
In England.
Should I have said Earl Grey?
Biscuit porch
monkeys?
Why is it just like other race? Black racism. Like, it's always fucking rooting
because you
to
know
the
what?
Black.
White people have been really just cornering the market on good racist words on blacks for years.
Now shut your mouth, you nacho gook.
Whoa! Whoa! I am Puerto Rican, viewers. I am fucking. I am the bunt of that joke.
You can go easy with white people and just be like, you fucking unsalted saltine cracker.
I've heard that before.
You fucking matzo spick.
Yeah.
And we're off the rails.
No, white people be like, yo, you Elmer's glue or something
movies.
Like that. No, a bleach bag.
Guys, all right, let's do movies.
All right, we're on movies now. We're off racism.
We're never off racism. We got you guys in the room.
It's a way of life.
I got two guacamole spooks next to me, bro.
Avocado spooks, thank you.
I'm sorry. It was spooks. I'm sorry. I wrote it as guac spooks.
Pizza gook all right. Here is going to tell me what.
All right, we've covered our races for today. Go on to movies. Pete, what movies you got this week?
All right, first movie, Insidious Chapter 2.
What?
Wait.
This racism is killing me inside.
Now, okay. Insidious.
We get it. We're all horrible people. Anybody see the first one?
I actually like the first one. It's a good movie.
What was the plot?
I saw
the
scene
one?
That mattered.
The first one, a young couple with some kids. Kid goes missing. Turns out he's in
missing. He's in a coma.
He's in a coma, but his brain is in the astral plane. And being then haunted by a Darth Maul looking motherfucker.
Right. Basically, was it? They got to like dream his way out of that shit?
The father has to.
You astral project. His father
like
can astral project
shit,
and so
scary
can.
Movie.
Don't
I'm sorry, everybody's talking at once. One more
can
time.
Can I explain?
Yeah, just explain.
His father can astral project, so can he. When you go to sleep or go out of your mind, you can actually move your soul outside of your body and move to another realm.
I project out my dick.
I definitely have not seen this one.
I haven't seen the first one. All right, the reason I ask was because it didn't seem like it was going to get a sequel, but is this the new Halloween movie that we're going to look forward to getting one a year?
No, this one came out like 2-3 years ago.
No, it came out last year. No,
Insidious did not come out last year.
Insidious came out like,
it did not come
a year
last year.
Ago, no?
IMD.com.
No. 2 years.
Was it 2 years?
It was at least 2 years ago.
All
right. I think he's right about that.
But anytime I see a horror movie sequel, I start getting nervous about
it. No,
that
this
shit.
One wasn't bad. I got to say, I saw the first one.
The first one did nothing for me.
All right,
you can't say
it
wasn't bad for the first one to be like, oh, the next one's going to be good.
I'm not saying the next one's going to be good. If it's the same thing, it's not going to be a bad movie.
It goes from this wasn't bad to fucking this is shit.
Exactly.
I heard that was
just
shit.
Look at those Paranormal
what
Activity
did they
movies.
Do?
I actually really like Paranormal Activity.
But when you get to 4, they downfall.
Yeah, I think I was
they nosedive.
You know what? I didn't see 4, but like 1 through 3, I liked
1. Less excited about 2, even less excited about 3, hated 4.
Well, the first 3 were really good. Hated 4 wasn't very good.
I wouldn't call it really good. By number 3, they were meh.
I think
by number 4, they were ugh.
By number 3, they had created like a universe that I was kind of interested in.
I agree with Alex. I think the first 3 movies were really good. The fourth one, I just did not like.
I gotta watch it.
The fourth one's awful. The third one's not bad.
All right, let's
the
let,
radio
let's
can't
let,
see you holding your hand up.
Let's let I Jillian can. Talk.
Well, Insidious 1 was creative and different. What I've heard the greatest criticism of Insidious 2 was that it would be scary if it made any fucking sense.
That's
the criticism I've heard.
All right. Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we try the Rotten Tomatoes game?
Let's do it.
All right. So, as you know, we're going to try to guess the Rotten Tomatoes score. Price is Right rules. Closest without going over. Insidious Chapter 2. Lou, what do you think?
I'm going to say it sounds like it's, you know, downhill, so 20.
20.
Yeah.
Alex, to you.
Boom, chick, chick, chick. 30.
30. All right. Lippy, to you.
I'm going to say the price is wrong, bitch.
That's totally a number. That's fine.
Brian. All right. Brian, to you.
43.
And Jillian.
35. Alex and I are like on the same page. I'm 35. Not trying to
$1 million.
I'm not trying to screw you.
Lippy, are you
there.
Done doing quotes from 10 years ago? The price is wrong, bitch. $1 million. My wife. Any more you want to get out there?
We are like pushing past 30 now.
You traveled all the way back to 1999.
Can we just go back to being like really racist?
Yeah. Well, real quick. The winner, Jillian with 35. It's at a 38%.
Fucking ridiculous! Shit. The swindler over here. This guy.
I was. I told you. I wasn't
porch
playing
monkey,
you.
Porch monkey.
I wasn't playing you. Whoa! You should have index of
he
right.
Fucking. He fucking called me Nacho Gook whatever before. Fuck that! Don't fucking woe me. Like
Alex is obviously not white. Like, first of all, he sounds more ethnic than I do.
Right. I sound way blacker than Jillian. I should be offended at myself.
Whoa! You chill out, you tortilla Mick.
What?
I like it.
I like how we got scolded 4 times ago about the races and stuff with his job, and it's like I must have heard 100.
You can't control these racist assholes. You can't control it.
Shit. Wait. Cut, nigga, chink, spick.
Yep. You're not being funny with it. You're just saying racist.
I know.
No.
Fuck black people.
I'm just reiterating what I've heard in the last hour and a half.
I got them written down.
Okay.
Wow. Would you like a rewind of everything that he said almost?
No,
I'm kind of curious.
We have, from before, I don't think we were recording yet, we have potato nigger for Irish. We have guac spooks. We have Earl Grey jigaboo. Yes. We have nacho gook. We have matzo spick, which you can't use because they're only called kikes. And
yeah, you can.
Tortilla mick.
What about saltine cracker and fucking peanut chink?
Peanut chink, that was what I got.
What
peanut
about
chink.
Lasagna Wait. Faggot?
No.
I forgot lasagna faggot.
You can't use the F word.
AKA Brian, that fucking lasagna faggot.
No, the F word. The F
That's
word
a
is
spicy
the N word.
Meet the ball.
All right, guys. Let's bring it in. All right, Insidious.
What's the next movie?
Insidious.
We were done with Insidious.
Yeah. I won.
Next movie, though.
All right, next movie is The Family, starring Robert De Niro.
That looks funny.
He's 7 years old now.
I'm not a fan of him anymore.
This guy is a corpse.
He makes so many bad decisions lately.
No, wait. I've got to hit that before it dies.
Okay, in this movie, he's a mafia boss who's relocated with his family. I'm talking!
Shut up with this.
Stop playing with the fucking mics.
I was trying to cut them out.
You're turning me off.
My bad.
All right, so he's in witness protection. I don't know what this movie's about. So
no, this movie's about they go to Italy or some shit like that.
No, you're
France.
Wrong. No, they're.
Hang like... on, guys. I'll just read the description.
Thank you, Pete.
It'll
God,
be done.
So fucking off.
All right, a mafia boss, Robert De Niro, and his family are relocated to a sleepy town in France under the witness protection program after snitching on the mob. Despite the best efforts of Agent Stansfield, Tommy Lee Jones, to keep them in line, Fred Manzoni, Robert De Niro, his wife Maggie, Michelle Pfeiffer, and their children Belle and Warren, actors I don't know, can't help but revert to old habits and blow their cover by handling their problems the family way. Blah, 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 blah. You get the idea.
I would still diddle Michelle Pfeiffer.
I would still fuck Robert De Niro.
Look, I'm going to give these four. I'm going to give
and
these.
Floppy.
Wait. He diddles Michelle Pfeiffer. Piper, everyone's cool with that. I fuck Robert De Niro, we all have a problem.
I'm a guy.
Are you talking to me?
It's a conquest.
Michelle Pfeiffer,
dudes, they hoes.
Michelle Pfeiffer does not look her age.
She looks way worse.
De Niro looks double.
No. She got dust in her pussy. First of all, I'm going to say right now. I'm
going to
say right now. I'm going to give all four of these spaghetti end bombs a 10%.
End bomb.
That's your guess for this movie?
You say end bomb. That's
way too low.
Was that a 10 or a 40?
A 10.
A 10. All right. Who wants to go next?
20.
20 for Jillian.
Oh, 30 for Lou.
46.
46 for
Alex.
I
say 50.
50 for Lip. Luke?
I was going to say 50, so I guess to make it kind of fair.
Too late!
I'll say 55, so you got a chance.
Julian wins again. It's at a 33.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Yo, bitch! You know, you got to remember something. We're in September. This is when all the Drek comes out.
But I figured, you know, the Ben Stiller, like, Fockers crowd would have been all over this.
No.
The Fockers
crowd. There is no Fockers crowd. Anybody who saw those movies is not part of any crowd.
I never saw them.
Boring.
Exactly.
I am in the Fockers crowd, actually.
I've never seen a single of the Focker movies.
You're a piece of shit.
I am a piece of shit.
I love Zoolander. I don't care about
Fockers. Not something
Fockers.
I've ever denied.
We're going to end the movies here with a much less known one, a movie called Blue Caprice. I bring this up because I'm actually interested in what it's about. It's a psychological thriller inspired by the Beltway Sniper.
I didn't see that coming.
From the Beltway Sniper?
From the point of view of the killers. I'm interested in that. Let's hit it. Nobody in this movie. Joey Lauren Adams. I guess we remember her.
Joey Lauren Adams. She used to date Kevin Smith in the 90s.
Well, she was in all his movies.
Surprised you knew that.
She's a blonde chick, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's hot.
Gwen.
I'm surprised you know her because she's flat chested.
Yeah.
That normally falls like off that. Lippy's radar. Who wants to give this one a shot?
Everyone in Kevin Smith's movies.
Alex, start it off.
All right, but I'm gonna need to know this. Refresh my memory. Rotten Tomatoes is based off critics.
Aggregate critic score.
I'm going to say 70.
A 70. Who's next?
Is this a studio movie?
It is.
All right. This is getting 50.
A 50. 70, 50.
45.
60.
If you say 51, I'll fuck you up, Ryan.
And you're up for Lou?
I'll just say 1 because I know it's going to be low.
I'm sorry, Lou, you're wrong. And Alex, you take it. This movie's at a 92%.
Wow.
Shout out to my nacho gooks out there. What's good?
Another reason I wanted to bring this one up, because it was actually rated pretty high.
Yeah, it sounded like something that critics would fucking jerk off to.
Exactly. That's a good way of putting it.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's a very good way of putting it. That's very succinct.
No, that's actually exactly right.
Yeah.
And they definitely jerk off to it. So
that's all the movies this week. I got some bullshit stories.
The Ticket.
Oh, right. I forgot about the Magic Ticket. You guys have to see one of these three movies, or your brain explodes. Like, I don't know. Something. Which one do you choose? You have one ticket, and your life depends on it. It's Insidious. It's the other ones.
It's Insidious.
The Family. Or Blue Caprice.
I'm going to see Blue Caprice just because I have no idea. Look, I've seen the first Insidious. It's all right.
We're going to
see
it anyway.
But the other one got a high score, plus it just sounds kind of interesting. I see that
right?
one.
Right? It first sounds all, really interesting.
I'm on board with that.
I don't remember the plot line for that one.
I'm not going to reiterate it to you, but
it
sounds interesting.
I don't care. The point is, I was going to see Insidious 2 anyway, and then I'd see The Family because I want to fuck Robert De Niro. So
That's gross.
You're
Why
so
is
gross.
It gross?
Ew. Are you talking to me?
He can't stand under his own power
if
anymore.
If you want to fuck Robert De Niro, just watch, like, The Taxi, because he's never the Taxi Driver.
Taxi Driver.
I'm
gonna get sexier than
you'd
that.
See.
I
what?
Like him older.
Oh, I'd see The Family because I just want to see like a whole bunch of. Because
he wants
up,
to fuck Robert De Niro
fucking,
too.
All right,
to Blue Caprice.
All right,
the killer's wearing Blue Caprice.
That's three for Blue Caprice.
I'm gonna
Pete,
watch.
You're the tiebreaker.
I'm gonna Blue watch Caprice Debbie Does Dallas.
Painted Black this week. Painted Black
movie.
This week will go for Blue Caprice.
Anything sounds better than paying for a washed-up De Niro movie or I like Silver Linings and all. That was the last De Niro movie I saw, but it's just him screaming about the fucking Eagles for 2 hours.
Yeah. I don't
he
like
wasn't
that.
Really,
I hate
he
the
wasn't
Eagles.
He sucked
it. He's, all right, somebody he, give us your best De Niro right now.
Are you talking to me?
Hey, we're all getting laid!
That's not De Niro.
What? That was really bad.
That's not even De Niro. What the fuck?
Well, Lou, come on,
really
let's hear yours.
Well, let's hear your De Niro.
Let's hear your De Niro.
It's bad. It's like my Chewy.
Okay, let's hear it. Come on. Lou impressions are my favorite impressions.
All right, all right.
Yarg.
Yeehaw!
Yarg!
If I had closed my eyes Ben just then, I would have sworn De Niro was sitting right next to me.
Hey, Ben Stiller. Yarg.
it's a nipple. You suck on the nipple. Yeah. It's a nipple.
These are the Fockers. I met them.
You kind of insult them a little bit. You insult them a little bit.
I know. World Italian handshake.
World
thing.
Is doing SNL versions of Robert De Niro.
Or any Italian.
But Brian.
Spaghetti.
Let's get these spaghetti niggas out of it. And let's go on.
Brian's
the skeddy niggas.
I'm going to tell you right now. Brian's is the closest to being accurate, and I can tell you, but I won't tell you why. I know
that's because
that.
You're banging, and mine was.
No.
Mine was stellar.
Fucking Lou's was stellar, I gotta say.
Trust me, it's not Brian.
Ben Stiller.
It's not Brian. It's not Brian that does that to me, it's the De Niro that does that to me.
Alright, so let's go on, Pete. What we got?
That was a good
De Niro.
So,
it's a female version of that, yes.
I'll do my De Niro, ready?
Oh my.
Wow, that was really good.
Good,
dude,
right?
That sounded just like him.
Had to put a little bass in the voice. It hurt the throat a little bit.
I'll give you some golf clap for that.
All right.
Hello.
Ladies. I got a lot of bullshit here. There's nothing good. Do you guys remember Goosebumps?
Yeah.
How do you feel about a movie?
Boo.
They had the TV show. I enjoyed the TV show.
From back in the day.
I'm down with another book.
Well, just because.
That I can read in 20 minutes.
Speaking of careers.
My scholastic reading says Goosebumps on the rise.
Speaking of careers that are tired and bored and haven't done anything good in a while, Jack Black set the star in Goosebumps.
Whoa, that changes everything.
With the guy who directed Gulliver's Travels, which we all saw, right?
With Jack
which
Black?
Which one?
Oh, I didn't see that.
The
they
one
made
with Jack.
A movie called
Gulliver's
Travels?
Wait. Say that again.
I said they made a movie called Gulliver's Travels. Gulliver's Travels.
They made a movie called Gulliver's Travels?
I'm so hoping you're serious. Tell me you're serious.
I didn't see my dick.
I don't know how that fits, but
all I know is they held him down with ropes, and that's like the only scene I know from
you guys want to talk about this, or you want to scream racist shit?
It's racist shit.
Okay, alright.
Fuck you, Brian!
Fried chicken, bitch!
They made a movie.
Calm down. Alright, no, seriously. Gulliver's Travels again? How many times we need Gulliver's Travels
they
in
did
my
that.
Generation?
They did
he
that,
say
like,
Gulliver's too? They did a series with Ted Danson. They did a movie with Jack Black, and this is just when I've been alive.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. They're not making another Gulliver's Travels. Yeah. The guy who made Gulliver's Travels. Jesus fucking Christ.
No, I think it's
terrible movie.
Shut the fuck up. I'm kind of interested in this. I don't know. I mean, I watched Goosebumps back in the day.
Thank you.
I like Jack Black. I don't know. Is it bad to say?
Coming to yeah.
Is it the story with the paint, with the hairbrushes,
I'm gonna fuck
the
you
person growing long hair?
It doesn't actually say which book
the
they'd be basing it
one,
off of.
Right, but
the
it's
Adonis.
Got Jack Black in it. It's got to be slightly entertaining.
I don't know, but...
I swear to God, I'll break that.
That's the only time that was acceptable.
Oh, we got Funk Master Flex in the house tonight.
Snake Daddy, actually.
Not to Libra.
I don't know, man. Like, Jack Black isn't doing anything for me. Like,
he
was all right a couple years ago. He's not giving you the reach around, tickling you in the right spot. Nah, not at all. He doesn't know what I want. I'm going
to
go out on a limb and say Jack Black doesn't know what I want at all.
No, I like Tenacious D, but that's about it anymore.
That's fucking teamwork!
Damn.
Are you serious?
That if he were to star in a movie adaptation of Highlights... I'd go see that.
Him, Adam Sandler, yeah. David Spade.
That connect the dots scene was intense.
Grown-ups and grown-ups
they have
sucks.
To find the items in the photo.
What's the difference between picture A and picture B?
All of a sudden, it's saw.
Bananas! Picture B didn't get paid $20 million to be here.
Solve the puzzle or pay the price with your life.
Jack Black, I don't know. It's Goosebumps the movie?
What's that? Yeah, Goosebumps the movie.
Yes,
I'm not feeling
20
it.
20 years too late. That's what I say.
It's gonna. I'll be down with it if it's gonna be like five stories in one movie where it's not just they have a Goosebumps. They slap Goosebumps on a movie and they just make one continuous story. But if they make like a homage, have like
30-40 actors in it, like in cameo roles, and they make like 4 or 5 different stories.
It's Goosebumps, though.
But regardless,
they can't do a good anthology anymore.
If you do an anthology, I'm down for
it's
it.
Gonna be like
otherwise,
it's going to be a watered down children's horror anthology. It's going to
exactly.
suck.
Like it really depends on like what you're going into this movie. Like with stop it, you what you're. Oh, gosh.
All right, that's Lippy's way of saying he's leaving. I think
you're out.
Bye, Lippy.
Stop that nonsense.
Okay. Got to pick up the woman. I'm bitched. Bye.
Bye, Lippy.
I thought you didn't have a
Lippy time. Cannot make it through the show.
Yeah, we are at the end of the show anyway. I got one more little thing here. Bye, Lip. We have little news about 3D movies. Who likes 3D?
Not so much.
It has to be the right movie.
Yeah.
I found a really...
Pacific Rim is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. In three, I was just going to say that. Pacific Rim in 3D was way better than I ever thought it would be 2D.
Yeah, well, I agree. I thought that was great 3D. But fortunately for us, I found this little chart here on Reddit showing the pattern of 3D movies over the past couple of years. Starting in 2005, where we had an average of 5 3D movies, to 2008, where we maxed out at 10, to the year Avatar was released, 2009, where we topped out 22 movies, to last year, the year before, 2011, 59 3D movies.
Every movie just basically gets
3D. Every movie attacked on 3D. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up, slated for next year, only 16. For this
As
year,
now, though?
For this year, we 2013, we've topped out at 38, and last year, 2012, was 44. So we are on the downslide.
You were in the summer movies with me, and how many movies did we see in 3D that didn't need to be in 3D?
Too many.
We saw one. World War Z actually did have good 3D, but didn't need to be in 3D.
It was a terrible movie.
Again, Iron Man 3, didn't need to see that in 3D.
Didn't need it in
3D.
Pacific Rim was the only one that deserved 3D.
Yeah,
it was the only one that I would see in 3D willingly if I had to go back.
I was like, oh, I'm kind of glad this was in 3D.
I don't need to see the Wolverine in 3D. I don't need to see World War Z ever again.
Brad Pitt, though.
But there's 40 minutes of extra footage
He's
of nothing.
He's gorgeous.
Robert DePitt.
Robert DePitt.
All right, well, that's all I got. We
oh,
good?
No, Wolverine, I'm with 3D.
Oh, no, Wolverine.
I want to
go 3D.
It's almost like he's really cutting me.
Did you see the news story of the bear that got shot and then mauled the guy?
Yay, bear!
I love mauling dudes after I get a boost.
I was like, that's a Wolverine bear. That's
I was
fucking...
just trying to hug you.
What are you doing?
That's what I thought of.
I just want to love you.
Why don't you come a little bit closer? I love you.
Have you ever seen that movie, Grizzly Man? Mm-hmm.
I was in it.
Oh, boy.
I for some reason imagine him singing lyrics to Take On Me by Aha.
Take on
me.
All right, let's not do that.
And a
Okay, we're good.
Goodbye, horses.
No, that's worse.
I'm coming over you.
That's worse.
Oh, that is just nasty.
That's horrible.
Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me. I'd fuck me hard.
Was she a great big fat person?
It puts it puts a lotion on itself.
Was she a great big fat bear? A
big old fat like Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, roly-poly, Ian Hunter.
Roly-poly.
Alex is looking at us like an idiot. Like
I just want a picnic basket.
Hey, boo-boo, I just want a picnic basket.
I don't think that's a good idea there, Yogi.
Oh, no.
All right, so thank you for listening to our podcast, Racist Bear Voices.
Racist?
They weren't racist, the bear voices.
No, I'm compiling the whole episode. That's the name of the episode, Racist Bear Voices.
Racist Bear Voices. Do you want to maybe give a little love to the new show we're coming up with?
Well, we have to finalize a few things, but...
There's a new show coming. Yay!
Consider that a trailer.
We do have a new podcast in the works, a movie show.
We're not going to try to claim that it's super original, but we love watching old retarded movies, and we're going to give our 1-2 for these movies, man.
Yeah.
Plus, it's going to be a little bit of old school, like Pete's going to give a little recipes involved. Lou's going to direct the endings to the we make up to the movies. We come with a couple little things to put in there.
For example, first movie we're doing is Tango and Cash, the classic Stallone picture.
I love a classic movie.
Oh, I love Stallone,
in
too.
In honor of Tango and Cash, I will be making a tangy cashew chicken.
That is... See, the puns are already coming.
Can I come
I love
that?
It.
Like, I
already come. Oh, you want in?
Dude, I Can I just get the chicken? Like,
are you actually making the chicken tonight?
Not tonight.
Not tonight.
Right. There is chicken thawing in the sink.
I had a rough weekend.
Thawing.
But yeah, in the next month it should be out because we're working really, very hard on Comic-Con right now. Lou is doing Hand of God and Pete's finishing up the Hallowed. I'm trying to get everything, with Javits Center.
The logistics.
It's a pain in the ass. I want to say anyone who didn't do anything at the Javits Center, if you want power, you have to talk to the Javits Center, not the people who fucking sold you the booth. Rough.
Let's call it a night. It's late. It's almost midnight.
All right, so I'm going to shut everyone's mic. What yours, Pete?
All right, so follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics. I apologize for the fucking racist rant. This must have sounded like a lot of screaming. But you can send us whatever you're angry about to paintedblackcomics@gmail.com or send us nice things if you liked it. Also, go to paintedblackcomics.com. You can buy some new comics. Alex, those mics are off. Nice try. Like us on Facebook. Tell a friend if you like the show. You can also check out our other podcast, Disenfranchised, a sports show starring Brian, and A-Squad, the video game show starring myself and Brian, and Rise Like Phoenix, the other guy. That's it. So that's it for Friday the 13th. My name is Pete Berg. For Brian, Alex, Lou, Lippy, and Jillian, saying close the door behind you.